Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shir, we discussed the notion of Ein Sayar Kelokeinu, how God is the greatest artist, how he makes miniatures that are able to reflect the greater model, meaning human being as an Olam Katan, as a Tzelem Elokim, as being a miniature of the world, as having this image of God within him, Shabbos, as being a miniature of Yom Shekulo Shabbos, Vadvarim Hayun Eflaim. So we're going to go further in this idea of Ein Sayar Kelokeinu. It says in Parashas Kisisa, Ve'ata Dabre El B'nei Yisrael Le'mor Achaz Shapsosai Tishmaru. So we have to understand why this Parashah is different, separate, unique from the Parashas of Shabbos that preceded it. We also have the Parashah of V'shamru, and How's Va'ate Dabra, which is right after it. So how's Va'ate Dabra of Nei Tzolei Marach Shasosei Tishmaru different? And about this parasha Dafka, it says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Moshe Matan HaTov Yesh Tu Ve'ez Kenazai V'Shabbos, I have this great gift in my storehouse, and it's called Shabbos, and I want to give it to the Jewish people. Go and tell them. So it's hard to understand. There are a number of parashas in the Torah that already discuss Shabbos. So why Dafka here in this parasha is, when the Gemara quotes a pasuk in this week's in this parasha, in the parasha of Achaz Shapsosai Tishmaru. So why is the Matana Tova Yeshli Beveiz Genozai, that I have this great gift in my storehouse, and it's called Shabbos, I want to give it to the Jewish people, why is that stated about the parasha in Parashas Kisisa of Ata Dabrel B'nei Yisrael Le'mor Achaz Shapsosai Tishmaru? We have to understand what's unique about this parasha, why Dafkir is called the Matana Tov Ve'ez Genozai. So we have a chiddush in the description of this parasha in contrast to the Shabbos that's mentioned in the previous parashias. And that's in the Lashon Rabbim. It says, Es Shabsosai Tishmor, double Lashon Rabbim, many Shabboses. So the Chachamim said that Elmalei Shamri Yisrael, if the Jews would only keep two Shabboses, they would immediately be redeemed. So we have to point to this inyan of this maila of two Shabbos. Why dafka two Shabbos more than one Shabbos? As Shabsosai Tishmor, two Shabbos bring the geula. Ube'emes, from the lashon of miyad nigolim, we hear it rings familiar with what we discussed. Hatsi or shlep mit zich mit as hametsuyer. That the tziur, the picture, draws along with it what it's taking a picture of. In other words, Shabbos is a tziur of me'ein olam haba. Of olam haba. It's a tziur and a me'ein of olam haba. Shabbos is similar to olam haba. So Shabbos drags with it olam haba itself. So when we see this special darg of miyad nig'olim, we see an extremely strong parallel. We see the relationship between the tziur, the hoive, the picture, the Shabbos now, and the mitsuyer, the ozi, the miyad nigolim. So this is not referring to Kabbalah Schar. Kabbalah Schar is lebesof, but this is a miyad. So there's a special relationship between this Shabbos that we're talking about here, these two Shabboses, and the geula. So why do these two Shabboses create this relationship of miyad nigolim, this hakbalah between the present and the future, this between the tziur and the mitzuyer? So we find in the poskim that the 6 days of the week are split up: 3 days before Shabbos, 3 days after Shabbos. For example, you can reach Shnayim Mekavecha Targum until 3 days after Shabbos. And Wednesday, we already say L'chon Aranina. Wednesday's Shir Shal Yom, we already mentioned what we're going to say on Shabbos. So what's Shabbos? Right? So the first 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, are Nismach to the previous Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are Hachana to the next Shabbos. So the koach of Hispashtus and Histafus of Shabbos to the weekday is split up into two systems, one before and one after. In order to actualize these two systems, we need two Shabboses. after one Shabbos and before the previous Shabbos. And that's like we said, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday relate to the previous Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday relate to the next Shabbos. So memeila, in order for the koch of Shabbos to be mispashit l'chol, you need two Shabboses. So that's this yichus, the special quality, special status of two Shabboses. And that's how we see the tzura of Shabbos and its expansion. And then we're zeicha to miyad hayu negalim, if we would just keep these two Shabboses, because this tzior, where all the days of the week are viewed in the context and the framework of Shabbos, is a clear example of the mahalach of Yom Shekulo Shabbos. The koach of the weekdays between the two Shabboses is diminished because they're batal to Shabbos. So in other words, these two Shabboses are Shabbos, and then the weekdays are batal to the Shabbos. So that's its siur, that's this picture, that's this miniature sort of Yom Shekulo Shabbos. So therefore, since it's so similar to Yom Shekulo Shabbos, it says miyad heim negalim, if they would just keep these two Shabboses, and the weekday would also be so imbued with Shabbos, because the first 3 days go after the previous Shabbos, and the next 3 days go after the next Shabbos, so with these two Shabboses together, it brings the mitzuyer of miyad heim negalim. So the alfus of miyad heim negalim is a pasuk in Yeshaya, koyamai Hashem l'sarit simashir yishmur shabsosai, and then it says v'haviyosim el har kodshiv, those sarisim who keep the Shabbos. So then it says right after that, I'm going to bring them to Har Kodshi. So you see, that's Negalim. If they would just keep the Shabboses, they would get the Geula. Everything has a remez in the Torah. So we have Achaz Shabsosai Tishmoru in the Chumash. And then we have the Parsha of Hashemru V'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos. Here we have Lashon Rabim. So this Bechina of two Shabboses, it brings about the Miyad Heim Negalim. So the Miyad Heim Negalim that the Gemara brings from Psukim and Navi really has a shoresh in the Torah, because it says in the Torah Shabsosai, these two Shabboses, if they would just keep these two Shabboses, then Miyad Heim Negalim. Because then the whole weekday is imbued with Shabbos, is batal to Shabbos, and that's a me'ain of Yom Shekulo Shabbos, and therefore miyad heim negalim. And this bechina of Shabbos is in Hashem's beis genazai, like the Gemara says. It's in His storage house. Like it says, Yom nokam libi libi puma lo galia, that I have this day of vengeance in my heart, and my heart is not going to reveal it to my mouth. In other words, talking about the Gula Lasid Lavo. So therefore, this Darga of Es Shabsosai is Mishtayach, relates to the Mitsuyer of that Asid. And therefore it says, Beis Genazai B'Seser V'lo B'Golui, can't be revealed. In other words, since this Es Shabsosai Tishmaru is referring to the future, and this future is a hidden future, Liba L'Pumalo Galia, my heart not revealing it to my mouth. So therefore, the place of this Shabbos, or of these Shabboses, are in Beis Genazai, are in God's hidden storage places, because this is not something revealed. It's about the Gula Asida, which is not revealed. And therefore, the Gemara, when it quotes the pasuk about Matana Tova, Yesh li beveis Genazai, the Shabbos Shema, the Gemara quotes the pasuk from our parasha, Ladas, Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, to know that I am Hashem who sanctifies. If that's from our parasha, it's supposed like Tishmoru, because that's this hidden matana, Libe L'Puma Lo Galia, it's referring to the Lasid Lavo. And now we continue with the lashon of the pasuk, Vata Dabra B'nei Yisrael, Achas Shabsosai Tishmaru. So we see a hadgashir, an emphasis on Ata. So V'chol HaTorah Kula Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Dabra B'nei Yisrael, V'amarta. Here it says, V'ata. So there's an emphasis on him. So Chazal say, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Moshe, Matana Toiv V'yesh Li V'yesh Genazai. In other words, there's an emphasis on the special shlichus the relationship of the shlichus to the darga of Moshe, the mesira of dargis shapsosai, is most fitting to be given to Moshe. And that's the shaychus we're going to explain. It says, "Vayaviu es haMishkan al Moshe." Nobody can bring up, build up the Mishkan except for Moshe. Like Rashi says, why is that? Because it says, "Vakemosa es haMishkan, k'mishpato sharesa bahar." You raise up the Mishkan like the law that I told you, that I showed you at the mountain. So again, we have this yesod of kiruvat seer, the picture to the mitzvah, what it's taking a picture of. In other words, the making of all the details of the Mishkan was through Bitzalel, but Hakamasa b'chol yuso could only be done, the general raising of the Mishkan could only be done through Moshe. Why is that? But that's exactly what we've been saying. Kimishpato sheher esa bahar. That's the tsiur lamata, how it's showing how it's mechuvan, it's directly parallel to the mitzvah lamala, Gavoya me'al Gavoya. In other words, Moshe and all the remises of the Mishkan, how they're parallel to the remazim, like it is Asay Shitim Omdim, Chazal tells Serafim Omdim Imalo. He understood how all the upper worlds are parallel to the Mishkan. So there was no greater person who was able to understand the connection of the Tzir to the Mitzuyer like Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore it was Dafka he who raised up the Mishkan, because he understood how the tzir, the picture of the Mishkan, is a reflection of the mitzuyer of the upper Mishkan and Shemayim, of all the heavenly angels and visions that it's supposed to relate to. And that's the Havana Hapshuta, in the words Aspaklaria Meira. So on the lowest, most simplistic level, we have to understand as best as we can what this means, that Moshe saw his Nevuah through this clear, shining looking glass. So you can see via a glass, and you can see via a mirror, and they're not the same. If you see via glass, you see the thing itself. When you see a mirror, you're only seeing a reflection, and not the gufa be'uvda, the thing itself. So if a person tells you that he sees in a mirror the thing itself, then he is contradicting himself. So here we have the yichud of Moshe Rabbeinu, Aspaklaria Hami'ira. He sees like in a re'i, like in a looking glass, like in a mirror. It's not the thing itself. Aspaklaria. Nevertheless, me'ira. In other words, he sees the tziur, and through this, he sees the behiris hamitsuyer. So, aspaklaria is like a mirror. You're not seeing the thing itself. So Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't see the thing itself, but it was me'ira. So the tziur, he could see the behiris of the mitzuyer. He taka was on that madrega. That's the yichud of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he could see through the looking glass, through the aspaklaria, which normally can't see the thing itself, but for him it was me'ira. He could see the mitzuyer. Normally you can't. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't look at the thing itself, he looked through the aspaklaria. But through the aspaklaria, he saw the davar atzmo, the mitzuyer. And therefore, lo noa v'lo yoa mitzad dargasim yuchadis shel Moshe. It's so fitting on the special level of Moshe to give the Jewish people, as Absoisai Tishmairu, that they should keep these Shabbases, which relates to the tzir and the mitzuyer, being so connected. These two Shabbases, which is me'ein lasid lavo. So again, the yisod here that we're trying to bring out is that there is a madrega that the tzi, or the picture, the miniature, is connected to the thing itself. Moshe Rabbeinu had that in his nevuah. He saw things through aspaklaria mirror, that even though it was only a tzi, or it was only a picture, it was only a shtakfus, it was only a reflection, but he could see the thing itself. He could see the mitzuyer and the tziur, what was being pictured he can see in the picture. And mimela in this parasha of Ata Shabsoisai Tishmoyu, it says the Ata Dabir, you Dafka Moshe, because you Dafka Moshe are on the Madrega that you can explain to them, you can understand these two Shabbases that you're going to be talking about, because these two Shabbases that are Me'ain of La'asid Lavo, that you see the Behiris of the Mitzuyer in the Tziur. Beautiful. And now we go weiter in the pasuk, Ladaz ki ani Hashem mikadishchem, to know that I am Hashem who sanctifies you. And why is this different than all other mitzvahs where we say Asher kedishanu b'mitzvoysav? We always say Asher kedishanu b'mitzvoysav. So why is here different? Ladaz ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. All mitzvahs sanctify us. So our chiyuvim are set up into different categories. We have mitzvahs, we have isurim, we have divrei rishus, which are neither mutter nor aser, but there's an avod of kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim, and b'chol derechecha de'eyu. So when you talk about das, das is chibur. In other words, a person should be mechaber all the needs of his body l'inyanei shemayim. She should be mekasher them l'mili d'shemaya. The tzivui of de'eyu encompasses all the needs of man in life. On Shabbos, we find the special darga that an oved feels. That hanos Shabbos are not divrei rishus. All his hanos are the mitzvah of oinek Shabbos. So this is another dugma, another example, how the inyan of Shabbos is a kiruv of tziur el hametzuyer and yom shekulo Shabbos she'ein bo mitzius hachol v'divrei rishus yom shekulo Shabbos. It's all going to be Shabbos. There's no more chol. And therefore, in all other avodas, we say, "B'chol derechecha de'eyu." It's a tzivui. It's a pu'ula. Dude, you should know God in all your ways. Try to sanctify all your divrei rishus. But here, it's not a tzivui and a pu'ula. Rather, it's a kviyus uvda. It's an establishment of a fact. L'das ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. You know that I am Hashem who sanctifies you. Because on Shabbos, you know that all of your hanas are holy. It's not a tzivui that we're commanding you to sanctify divrei chol. No, here everything is by definition sanctified because it's kiruv hatzir l'metzuyer, that everything on Shabbos is keneged yom shekulo Shabbos, and memel it's kulo Shabbos. It's all holy. It's all han. It's all pure. It's all mitzvahdik. So that's why we say about mitzvahs asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav b'davro mitzvah mitsuyemis. In other words, we have to be sanctified by this mitzvah, by that mitzvah, by each different mitzvah, God sanctifies us. But here it's Ladaski, and when you talk about Shabbos, it's Mikadishchem. The whole thing is sanctified. It's in its own category, because when you're doing mitzvahs, you're doing them in the framework of the world, so when you're doing the framework of life, so in life you have Divrei Rishus and Divrei Mitzvah. With this specific mitzvah, Hashem sanctified you. When you're in the world of Shabbos, on Shabbos everything is sanctified. Ladas kenei Hashem mekadishchem. It's in its own category where everything is holy, because it's like Yom Shekulo Shabbos, where it's like the day where everything is going to be Shabbos. Everything is holy. Everything is sanctified. All the gashmis is sanctified. And we continue to explain the lashon of the pasuk Shabbosai. It says ki ois hi, and this os is different than Shabbos and the parasha after it. In the pasuk v'shomrei Yisrael so Shabbos, we talk about os about the past ki sheishes yamim. The sign that I created the world in 6 days, Briyas HaOlam. But here, Ois is also talking about the future. Ois Hi Ladas. It's a sign to know that I am Hashem who sanctifies you. In other words, this is on the same wavelength, same scale as Miyad Hayu Nigalim. That immediately you're going to be Nigal. And it's also talking about the future. This sign is a sign of the future. So, to the extent that from this Hargosha, the Mechaber of the Mizmor of Lichadoidi, put in soif maase b'machshava tchila as a tchun of Shabbos. Why? Because the Ovar and the Osid are misachet. On Shabbos there's a unity of past and future. Miyad heim nigalim. Shabbos, the future. And also Shabbos, the past. Briyas ha'olam. And everything is connected. But when we're keeping Shabbos now, this is connected very much to the Shabbos of the future. So this soif maase b'machshava tchila connects to the ois in our parsha of Ez Shabbosai. So again, all the same theme of our Shabbos in the parsha of Ez Shabbosai being the me'ein of Olam Haba. This, where everything is Shabbos, Yom Shekulo Shabbos, even the weekday is Shabbos, the soif maase, the end is b'machshava tchila, was already in the thought now, because even now in our Shabbos, the thought is to bring us towards that Shabbos of La'asid Lavo. So in light of what we explained, we have an answer to a famous kasha in the Ge'onim, who say that a mechalel Shabbos is considered a mumah l'chol ha'Torah kula, even though it's only over on one avera, because Shabbos is called an ois, and a mechalel Shabbos is koifer bois, the sign of Shabbos, but it's very difficult to understand. Mila and tefillin are also an ois, and we don't find that somebody who's a mumah for tefillin and mila is going to be a mumah l'chol ha'Torah kula. What's the pshat? Why is dafka Shabbos? But hey, madvar mitzvah Shabbos. Somebody's over on the tziur. It's like he's mevatel the mitzuyer, because that's the oifi of Shabbos. In other words, in tefillin and mila, you don't have the mitzuyer in the tziur. But here you have the mitzuyer, you're in the tzi, or in other words, you have the lo asid lavo is in Shabbos. Shlep noch ziches ha-mitzuyer, it drags along with it the mitzuyer, the yom shekuloi Shabbos. So memela, if somebody is mevatel that ois, so that's he's mevatel kol ha-Torah kula, there's no lo asid lavo, there's just this world, the whole yisod of the Torah is. Like Gemara says that Tchias HaMesim is kosher to every mitzvah, the Holy Soul of the Torah is to bring us to L'Asid Lavo. It's not just about this very limited world, it's about eternity. So Memela, when somebody's koif, whenever he's Machal Shabbos, he's koif in the Ois of Shabbos, and it's Dafkan Shabbos that we see the Mitzuyer in the Tzir, you see the L'Asid Lavo, the Miyad Heim Nigolim, within the Shabbos, the Me'ein, the Babua, is in our very Shabbos, and that is seen clearly, and that's the Ves Shabsoisai. And that's the Bittul of the Os. The Os of the future, and that's different than the tzitzis and with the tefillin and the bris, where the mitzuyer isn't as clear in the tzir. So now we can understand when the chachamim say that if a person is shomer Shabbos kilchasa, even if he's oizer ve'oiver rezarik ador enosh moichin la kol v'noisav. Why? Because the closeness of the tzir of this picture of shmir Shabbos to that day of kuloi Shabbos, about which it says va'alilim kol yachalif, brings a person to bitul avodah zarah. In other words, when you're keeping Shabbos, you're carved to the mitzuyah, you're close to this picture of la'asid lavo, and there's going to be no more avodah zarah, v'alalim kol yachalof, and memela it's bitul avodah zarah, and it brings to mechila afilu oved avodah zarah, like the door of enosh moichel meloya kol avodah. So it's makariv you to this madreg of bitul avodah zarah la'asid lavo, and that's the koyach of shmir Shabbos. And now we can, it also shines that Maril Diskin says that the Shemir Shabbos is placed right after the parish of the Egel. Why? The Maril Diskin says that the parish of Shemir Shabbos is right before, we also have before the Egel, we have a parish of Shemir Shabbos. Why before the Egel do we have a parish of Shemir Shabbos? And the answer is, also after the Egel we have Shemir Shabbos. Why before the Egel do we have Shemir Shabbos? Because the Mahalach of Tikkun HaKoidem Lachet, it is fixing it before the sin. Because the sin is Avodah Zarah, and then already before the sin we have a Tikkun, and we see how Shemir Shabbos is a Tikkun for the Avodah Zarah, because it's a Me'ein of the Shabbos of Asit Lavo, which is a time but there will be no more Avodah Zarah. And how beautiful it is to conclude this shiur with a quote from the Yalkut in Parashat Ki Tisa, Ani Hashem Mikadishchem, from the parasha we're discussing about Shabbos, says the Yalkut, La'asid Lavo, because that's what this Shabbos is all about. This is the Shabbos, that's the Me'ein, that's how it's different than all the other Shabbos is mentioned in the Torah. This is the Me'ein, this is the Makbil, the exact parallel, the Miyad Heim Nigal, and the immediately you're redeemed, because it's so strongly interrelated and linked to the Shabbos of L'Asid Lavo, Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, L'Asid Lavo. Beautiful, we have so much more to discuss, we hope to get to it. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.